dinin Shulchan Aruch, it's Paskin. It's a little bit of Machlokas in the Gemara, a little bit of Machlokas in the Rishonim, I think. But Maisa, Rove, if not all Rishonim, I think actually all Rishonim, so I think Gemara Paskin. Either way, talk to Shulchan Aruch, that there's a din that your kesem is only tamei if it's on a davar hamakabel tuma, right? And that's a bekul that's used bisman hazeh. That's a tissue paper, toilet paper. That's a davar sheinu kabel tuma, so it's a bekula, etc. Fine. It has to be only the blood has to be found on davar hamakabel tuma. So the makor for the din, there's a gemara in Nida of samach mebeis, and it says Amr Rav Masna, my time with Rav Nechemya, and he gives a pasuk in Yeshaya that the darshin. I don't get into the drasha that the darshin davar sheinu makabel tuma is tahor. Now, obviously, this can't be much of a mucker. This whole din's only derabanan, right? The whole din that a kesem's tamei altogether is only the derabanan. And so, how much of a ride can you give him from pasuk? Okay, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It has to be just an asmach to alma. Because again, this is all just a dinderabanan. It's a kula on a dinderabanan. Now, what's interesting is that, okay, the Gemara gives my time, it gives you a pasuk, but the Rishonim discuss what the reason for the kula is. They discuss it on daf Nun Ches, where the din is first mentioned. Nechemya has this din. Right? If it's not a kabbal tumma, you can't have, can't tell me for ksamim. It's interesting, that the Gemara says my time, three davim later, and normally discusses it there, and another Rishon even mention that reason. They just kind of discuss the reason over here as if the Gemara never existed. Okay, I'm not sure what to do with that, but it's just strange. Fine, so the Chora, Pashup Shah, I assume, is that the Rishon over here are discussing the reason that they made this Kula. And over here, the Gemara is, I don't know, Stan giving in a smach to Alma, in case you even know Yeshaya really well, so you can remember it that way. By every time you read Yeshaya, you'll remember this din. I don't know. Okay. But now, the meat and potatoes of the sugya really is on daf Nun Ches. So the question is, why would they be makel by davar she'en makabel tuma? Right? They make ksamim, they did rabbanan. So why were they matayer davar she'en makabel tuma? Now, what I'm going to try to do is show that this kula is going to show you really a large part of the getter altogether of what tumas ksamim is. You'll see a big chiddush in how they were magdir the tuma of ksamim. We're going to do it through this question. So the Rishon all ask the question: why were they makel of it? So Tosus already says. Tosus on top, Nun Chesam and Aleph, Taima the Rebbe Nechemya, Kevan the Dover Shach Kesem Bo Tahor, Gam Ale Isha Lo Gazru Tuma. Since the Beged is Tahor, so the Isha also, they were not Matame. It doesn't explain why exactly that is. Now, you could say it's a Gzera Atu. Really? Again?
Colliding with that
tumma. Kenish Dover Shokam, Gamal Isha, Lo Gazu Tumma.
Tumma is not,
by
Isha, not the same thing as
Tumma
by
Begging. Okay. Fine. Fine. So, he didn't really explain it so much. I assume, again, you don't have to say it like this, but probably he means something along the lines of the Rajba. It's not, you can handle a few differences, but more or less, it seems like it's probably caught on the lines of what the Rajba says. Oh, what does the Rajba say? The Rajba says the following. The Rajba can be found on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Here we go. Zayin Amud Beis, Stam in the Masada of Cook. It's on Simon into page Shin Hei. Oh, so he says like this. So he gives two reasons why davar she'enu makabel tuma could be tahor. What are they? The esher mipnei shelo gazru ala matzui, ela ala matzui. They only goes there in general. He only goes there on things which are prevalent. But davar she'enu makabel tuma enu matzui shetesheva love. Oh, shetishtamish bo b'yeshiva ulevisha chiyotze be'elu shedarkim shoksam nimatze. It's not normal for a kesem to be found in davar she'enu makabel tuma. Why? because she doesn't sit on like the ground very often, or on what does he say on whatever on different things. Usually, she's wearing clothing, and clothing is makabel tumah. So it's not it's very strange. We found the davar she'eino makabel tumah. Therefore, it's not prevalent. Davar she'eino shkiach goes be rabbanim. There's a chiddush here. Stam, in just terms of understanding that this is a side point, but Hashtus, you would say in Dabar, in Shchiach, in Lo Gazur Ella on Dabar Shchiach, that Lo Shchiach is Lo Gazur Rabbanan. Hashtus, you would say that if this scenario is a prevalent thing, then they made a gzeira. But over here, make a kula by something which is not prevalent is not as mistaber necessarily. Because okay, they made it once it was prevalent enough to have ksamim, right? Clearly ksamim are somewhat prevalent and it's worthy of making a gzeira. Just because it's not matzuri to have it on davar she'eino makabel tumah, why would they make that kula? Meaning it's also not matzuri to have it on a pink polka-dotted sweater that has a picture of a sukkah. But, okay, that's okay. So what? They made one big zera of ksamim and everything, right. Even pink polka-dotted.
Right.
So it's just a little strange. Why? Just because this is not matzui shkayach. Lots of things aren't matzui, but they made a zera. Why would they say this is okay? There's a... Okay, I mean, that's a question. I have what to say on that possibly, but I don't think we're going to get to it. What?
Why do they think this is a limiting... Like, the whole point of it is, why could a limiting factor in a zero from this not shkia? Because in the stomach, like, if you're going to say ksami, it's manafsha. If you hold a ksami, it's exception everywhere. The thing which is the exception is that, well, since it's not here anyway, we don't include the zero, it seems an odd reason to limit the zero.
Right, exactly. Right. So, right. There's really two questions. There's really one question of why are they limiting it? Why are they limiting it at all? I meaning, even if it's not shchiach, so they made the gzera. Why limit it because it's not shchiach? That's discussed. There's a sugya in the beginning of Gittin. I think that Dalet Hey maybe Gimel. I don't know. There's a sugya there that by shlichus that this is discussed. Meaning, are they mamayit gzeras because it's not shchiach? But that's one question. Some another question. Even if they are mamayit the gzera. Why on davar she'eino makabel tumah? I mean, a lot of things aren't shchiach, so why davar she'eino makabel tumah? Right? So there's two questions. I think based on what we're going to say later, you can maybe answer that question, but since it's not going to be muchrach, I'd rather... I want to show what I'm going to say in the muchrach way rather than do it that way. After I say it, if you think about it, you'll probably be able to answer that question possibly also. Fine. Next answer in the Rajba is the following. This is the answer which, more or less, is probably pshat and tosfos. Uvenimuke Moria Ravzal. This answer is also written in the Ran, right here. Taima lefi shalogazer ella al dam shenimsa bedaver shiroi latama machwas reus dam. The reason that they were make on this is because there only goes there tumas ksamim on blood which is found on something which is roi to be matame. Because of Reustam, because of it sounds like a Reusa of Dam, because there's a problem of Dam, the Ishtakach Begave, on this type of thing, you can have a problem of Dam. The Agav Hachimatmin and Gama Isha. Atu the Beged, the Rumatami the Isha. The Ran's even more Mufurish, I didn't bring it with me. That it's first that they were metame the isha atu the beged. It's basically pshat in the and again the lashonos probably do matter and there are a few nuances possibly, but the basic pshat is basically the same. That he says that there goes there aldam shenim sabadavish and roy latamo. This is roy to metame the beged. Metame the beged. Machus rios dam ishgach b'gavei agav hachi. Since you could metame, you're able to metame the beged. Agav halchi, they're metame the isha. Oh. So, and even if it's not mefurish in the Rajba, that's atu in the Ran. I didn't bring the Ran with me, but the Ran, I think, basically is mefurish that it's atu the beggar. The Chora, this is a pella atzim. Right, and that's basically pshat and tosfos. That time of the Rebbe Nechemya came to davar she'eino makabel tumah. Since the beggar is tahor, so too the isha is tahor. Sounds like they were that the ikar gzeira, is because of the beggar. As far as the pellet, tell you why. Well, because people, the Achronim discussed this at length. Early Achronim, there's a, whatever, I think there's a Chastas, Nabi Yehuda, I don't know, early Achronim. They discuss at length that it sounds like from these Rishonim that the Tumah on the Beged is Doraisa. So it sounds like you're Tame the Isha to the Beged, meaning you don't want to be Matahar the Beged, the Beged is Tame Doraisa. So Matame the Isha to the Beged. Why would the Beged be Tame Doraisa? Right? If the Isha is not Tame Doraisa, there's no Hargasha, why would the Beged be Tame Doraisa? So all the Achronim assume, because, well, it's a Mechogis and a Mechon, whatever, the Achronim assume the following, that Makor Makomo Tame, since Makor Makomo is Tame, therefore, right, that any blood that comes out of the Makor, even if it's the B'liar Gasha, even if you're not Tame Mishum Nida, and you're not a Tame Nida, and you're not Chayb Kares Mechule, still the blood is Tame, just like Nevela is Tame. Tame blood. And there's a focus in the Gemara, if the Korban Tumah is Tahor, or Tahor. That's a focus in the Gemara, the focus tonight. Now they say, well, since the Rambam Paskins, the Korban Tumah Tumah, right? And I think there's also Rav Yah that's Mefurish and the Korban Tumah Tumah, and most Achronim, if not all Achronim, assume that we Paskin, the Korban Tumah Tumah. So, well, we're Matame the Isha to the Beged, because the Beged is Tumah Doraisa, because the Korban Tumah Tumah. So the Isha is also Tumah, Midurabanan. That's what many Achronim assume. However, I haven't found this in Achronim, but I have a very, very, very strong kasha on that. What's my kasha? The Rajba himself argues on the Rambam, and the Rajba himself, I never really seen this so much pointed out, but it's basically the first Rajba on Daf Lamed Vav of Na'alif. It's page Reish Lamed Beis in the Masada of Kook. And the Rajba over there, Paskins, Makor Makomo Tahor. Now, there's also a Ritva Mufuresh. The Ritva Mufuresh on Daf.
Wait, what's your question on the
one
Rajba?
Second, I'll get it one second. There's a Ritva also Mufuresh on Daf. I don't remember. Samich. I don't remember. Later in the Samich. Also Mufuresh, Mamish, black and white. Now we Paskin, Makor Makomo Tahor. Now, if you say that once we pass in Makoma come with Tahor, then you can't say that the Beged is Tamei Doraisa. The Beged is not Tamei Doraisa. The Beged is Tahor Doraisa. We pass in Makoma come with Tahor. So now, the whole thing's a pellet. I mean, to say that we're Tamei, all of Dinik Samim is all Atu, because the Beged is Tamei Doraisa, is a pellet Atsum. Why? Because what's the Manda Amar Makor Makom Tahor hold? Right? Okay, he also is Tamek Samim Bechor. And even if you want to somehow twist your arm and somehow figure out, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know you're going to do with that Manda Amar. But whatever you want to do with that Manda Amar, it's not Ushlo La Halacha, I don't know what you're going to do. The Rajba Paskins Makor Makom Tahor. So you can't say this.
Right, who's the one who said it's based on Makor Makom or Tahor?
Achronim say in the Rajba. Achronim explained this Rajba
that's
based on Makor Makom or Tahor. Since it's Makor Makom or Tahor, I don't have names for you. If you look in the footnotes in the Masada of Kook, you'll find it. Since it's Makor Makom or Tahor, so therefore they were Tame the Beged atu the Isha atu the Beged. It's impossible to say in the Rajba. It's just impossible. The Rajba is possible Makor Makom or Tahor. Now, even without that, it's a pella, because there's a man da'amar korban makom tahor, meaning it's just a pella according to him. But the maisa, it's even a stronger kasha than the Rajba. Oh, now, what does some achronim say? So that's half the achronim say like that. I don't know. I think it's a tzarech in gadol to say like that based on the Rajba earlier. However, there's also a very big chiddush found. It's a famous Rekiva Eger in a tshuva. I don't know where the tshuva is. You'll find it again. It's quoted everywhere, like the footnotes, whatever. There's a famous Kiva Eger that says the following. He says he has a tzad. Everyone quotes Kiva Eger as saying this. He doesn't. He says maybe. He's like he's a tzad. He doesn't think this tzad is necessarily much b'chlal. It's a chiddush that he said. He even says it as a chiddush. He says it's a tzad, a maybe. Whatever. It's called Kiva Eger's chiddush. That even Lamanda Amar Makor Makomu Tahor Dam B'liar Gasha is Tamei. Meaning Makor Makomu Tahor holds, what's the case? Let's say a Maka. Let's say there's a, or let's say a Maka. So if if she has some kind of blemish, boso makom in the mucker, right, in her what's the mucker called?
The uterus.
Uterus. So there's a scab, whatever, in there, and blood comes out from there. So that's the machlokes tanayim. If that's tamei or tahor, meaning not tamei to make you an isha tameya, meaning a kares, but tamei in terms of dinei tuma v'tahara. That's machlokes tanayim. Also, if let's say dam comes out, the Gemara says if dam comes out in other fashions, like it comes out, let's say the Gemara that Gemara Tazayin says that if that's dam maka over there. There's other cases. Where's the other case? It comes out aydei shfoferes, meaning there's a tube. We talked about this actually last time I spoke. There's a if it comes out aydei tube. If you stick a tube and the blood comes out through a tube, you're tahor. That's your tahor mit levaila. But it's tamei if you hold the kama kama tamei. It's tamei like a nevela. Fine. But the other one says tahor. The Rekivi Eger has a chiddush. That's all dam, aydei shofares, dam maka, but mamish dam nida, straight up, just without a hargasha, that's maybe, he says, tamei, even manda amar kama kama tahor. If you say like that, it's a big chiddush, very big chiddush. There's no real makor for that. A lot of achronim try to argue on him from rayas, meaning it's a very, very big chiddush, and the chor, there's some rayas against it. Again, I wasn't mafapal so well in all the rayas. But even if you want to say such a thing, if you said that, it would answer the question, because then okay, over here it's tamei doresa. We're talking about dam bli argasha. Dam bli argasha is tahor. It's tamei according to this, and we're tamei the isha to the beged. Once again, it's impossible to say that. Why? Because again, I'm not sure if Achronim really pointed out as much either. I'm not sure, but the Gemara Andaf Samach Bezim Bez, once again, is explicit. It says, Hanach le Ksamim Durabanan. It says that Ksamim only made Durabanan, and the Gemara over here is talking about Tumatara. It's my first. It's not talking about Levaila, it's talking about Tumatara. It's talking about whether the getting the stain, getting the blood out of the Beged, Le Indian Tumatara. So it's not talking about Levaila. It's like my old song of Levaila, the Rambam, whatever. I'm saying, but Pashat Gemara, meaning it's just talking about Tumah and Tahara. Now, so it says it's Midrabanan, even if you hold even Latumah Tahara, it's Mefurish. If I recall correctly, the Sijit Tahara quotes this Gemara for a different reason, but he quotes this Gemara to show you something about Argasha. Either way, he says the only way to get out of this Gemara for what he's discussing, meaning to say, because it sounds like it's Durabanan, meaning he basically says it sounds like it's Durabanan, like someone other Durabanan, even Manda Amar Makorma Komotame, whatever, like everyone else assumes. Everyone assumes Makorma Komotame. But it sounds like it's Durabanan, even Manda Amar. He says, no, maybe Beduchak, you can say this Gemara is holding Makorma Komotahor. Very nice. But according to our Rajba, who paskins Makorma Komotahor, so even it's definitely something. It's Tahor for something. It's for sure Tahor, Ksamim or Tahor for something, mi deraisa, Tahor. Now you could say it's only Korn Manda Amar, Korn Kama Tahor. Maybe. Even if you want to say like that, it won't help your Rajba. Because the Rajba holds, we pass him a Korn Kama Tahor. So it's Mufurish in the Gemara that Manda Amar, at least it's Mufurish this, at the very least, probably Mufurish more, but it's at least Mufurish that according to Manda Amar, Korn Kama Tahor, the ksamim are only midurabanan, even for taros. So this is mefurish l'chora against Rekiva Eger. Sorry, I just realized this. Mamash is going to Raya Brua against Rekiva Eger in a second. The Rekiva Eger, let me just make sure this is right, because it's arguing Rekiva Eger is not so pashtun. Rekiva Eger says, Manda Amar Mekom Mekom with Tahor, Dam Bli Argasha should be Tameh. Gemara there says that Ksamim are Durabanan, Lamad Amar Kum Kum Tahor. Right. So the only way to get, only way to explain Kivi Eger, maybe, I have to see where Kivi Eger inside, the only way to explain Kivi Eger is he's not talking about Kesson, he's talking about Vade Migufa. If there's Vade, Vade Dam, it's just the Argusha, maybe then he's Matameyev. But it's explicit in the Gemara that a Kesem, it's explicit, Mamish. A Kesem is only Derabanan, Umad Amar, Makor, Makomotal. Fine. So once we say, once we basically, or any other Raya you tried to say, basically you can't say, I'm just trying to prove to you, you can't say in this Rajba, the Pshat is that they're Matame, the Isha, Atu the Beged, because the Beged is Tame Doraisa, so the Isha is also Tame Doraisa. You can't say that. It's just incorrect. Now, oh, so what's Pshat? What does it mean? If they're Matame, Rajba says they're Matame the Isha, Atu the Beged. I don't understand. The Beged is also only Tame Midarabana. Kashi here? So what's Pshat is Rajba? He says, Matame the Beged, the Isha, Atu the Beged. So it's basically zero like zero. I'm saying, what are we? Why are we tame the isha to the beged? The beged is also only midrabanan. And even if you're not bothered by zero like zero, it's very strange. Basically, it sounds like they're tame the ikur zera is on the beged, right? Fine, you're not going to zero like zero. You said cool chadik zero. Fine, shkaya. But it sounds like if not for the beged, which is true halacha, the reason that davar she'inu makabel tuma is Tahor, meaning even the Isha of the Baila is Tahora. Why? It's because the Beged's Tahor. Who cares? The Chora, if they're going to make a Gzera for an Isra Kares, the Baila. That's a good Gzera. So they made it unto a Beged, a Tuma, which doesn't apply as much. I'm saying, it's like it's very strange. You have a Tuma, Doraisa, Kares, the Baila, and they do it unto, they do the whole Gzera unto the Beged. And even if you want to say, fine, Shkara's the Beged, maybe. Because Tyros are Chomer, so they made it the Iker Xeras Tyros. I'm saying, but just make the Xera for both. There's a Xera that Dam Bliar Gasha is Tame. What's Atu the Beged? Why do you have to come on to that? Before you see from here that in Echanami, the entire Xera, is based on the Beged, and I think you see, I think it's basically Mukhrof from here that they were not, everyone understands how. They're, oh, Midoraisa, you need a Hargasha in order to be Tame. So what do you need Midorabanan? Midorabanan, what's a Midorabanan? I guess, well, what is that? Everyone would say Midoraisa, Ariya, Im Hargasha is Doraisa, Midorabanan, Ariya, Bli Hargasha is Tameh. That's wrong. It's incorrect. If anyone says a Re'iyah Bli Hargasha is Tameh, he's wrong. Why is he wrong? Because we're first against that. We're saying that even if it's a Kesem, that it depends on where it's found. If it's found in Davar She'enu Makabel Tuma, then it's, even though we have no Tliya, we think it's from her just like the way we think it's always from her. So you can't say that the Re'iya Bli Hargasha is Tame. They weren't Tame a Re'iya Bli Hargasha. They were Matame Dam Hanimtza and Davar HaMakabel Tuma that we think could have come from her or probably came from her. Right? But they weren't Matame the Re'iya. If they were Tame the Re'iya, it wouldn't matter where it fell. What, when she's Tame, she's going to become Tahor based on where it fell? That's ridiculous. Or what are you going to say? I'm saying it doesn't make sense. Or if they were Tame the Re'iya, but a Tanai in that Tuma is that it has to be on the Beged also. It doesn't make so much sense. That a Tanai in the, it doesn't make so much sense. It sounds like, that, especially according to this Raj, but it sounds like the Tuma, they were Tame it from the Beged. Oh. So what do you see? What do you see? That midoraisa you need dam behargasha. Midorabanan, it's not pshat that you need dam bli hargasha. No, you need to find tame dam on a beged. It's a fine tame dam on a beged on her skin, whatever. I'm saying it's a fine tame dam. It's mitzias adam. That's tame. So what's the getter adavar? I think it sounds like the getter of is the following. that just like midaraisa, dam hanimtza, bifnim, is tamei. We talked about, I think, a month ago when I gave an askabura that hargasha is dam hanimtza bibsara. Right, achatagrish b'psara, achatir b'psara. Rashi says that you see the dam b'psara, and that's what a bedika is. Whatever, I mean, you see, it's and hargasha, you feel dam b'psara, so you see the dam b'psara. It's just like midaraisa, seeing the dam b'psara is tamei. Midarabanan, seeing the dam on a beged or on our chut b'psara is tamei. It's not that riyas dam bli hargasha is tamei. No. Hargasha is a way to see it dam bibsara. So midrabanan, not only if you see it bibsara, if you see it chutz bibsara when there's a good chance that it came bibsara. But it's the re'ez adam. It's like re'ez adam bibsara, re'ez adam chutz bibsara. That's the tuma. Based on that, it's understandable a huge chiddush that you see from some rishonim. Because what we just say, just like. Again, what would you say push-up shot? If I would ask you, what's push-up shot in a kesem? Push-up shot is that it's a raya. If I see dam over here, so it's a simin that dam came out of her. Well, and if dam came out of her, they're tami that dam. So according to what we're saying, it's wrong. That's not pshat. Pshat is not that this is a simin that the dam came out of her. It's also that you need that also. It has to be also a simin that came out of her. Otherwise, it's talia and you say it's not. It's me'alma and it's not from her. It's push-up. That's the obvious simon. That's not the Sibas Atuma. The Sibas Atuma is that is goof for the dam right now. See the dam right now, the dam on this thing, that's the Sibas Atuma. Oh, if that's a Sibas Atuma, then really you can hear that she's tummy right now.
But look, I mean, suppose the dam dries up.
Yeah, so what?
So there's no tumma if it's dried up.
It came out of
you
her.
Could have a tumas kesem even though right now it's dry.
So what?
So right now there is no tumas dam.
No, but the dam is still on the beg is tummy. Meaning
it was tummy.
Right, I'm saying so.
So the beged is tummy because it had dam before, but the dam right now is no longer tummy.
I'm not saying that right now.
You said right now. I'm just telling you it's not right now.
I said no. So right now, when you see the dam right now on the beged, so of course you have to say that it's you need also the simin. I'm saying, but if you had just the simin, that wouldn't help you. It's the simin. You need the simin. But if you had that it came from her, and that it was blood, red blood, and that it was sweat and whatever when it came out of her, but that alone wouldn't do anything. You need it's because the dam is here.
I'm asking you a question. I'm saying your theory, you're claiming is that there's a tumma right now. That's what you want to say, right? You're saying the tumma is because of the present situation, right?
Yeah.
And I'm asking you, what about if right now it's dry, so there is no tumor right now? What are you going to do then? I'm asking you a question.
There is tumor right now if it's dry.
Let's say it's dry. There is
tumor right now if it's dry.
How can dry blood have tumor?
So the blood's not no longer kumitame. The begging is tumor. Okay. Meaning the dam.
But it's not tumor right now. So then what's your theory?
I'm saying because there's no tummy dam befanecha right now.
Mm-hmm.
But befanecha there's dam that you know
was there before.
Okay. Not that it came from. I'm not mitame because there's dam. The dam right now is basically a simin that the dam was wet a minute ago. Meaning it was wet on it. So seeing it right now, at one point it was definitely wet.
No.
I mean, first of all, there's a focus on Gemara. If dry blood also could be tame. I'm saying, but I mean that's another theme. The Gemara says. I don't remember the Maskana, but the Gemara. Whatever, I'm saying, whatever. Even if you say, I'm pretty sure there's no focus, there's a Dina Gemara, but I just don't remember here, it's Daf Chaf Beis. Damanido, Basar, Meis, Vachule. A few Yavish Nami. Dam Yavish Mao. He's also the Ma, Rahmana, whatever. It's a Chuk on Daf Chaf Beis that it is Tame. But even if you say dry blood is not Tame, the dam right here is dry, but it was wet. So there's a re'ir right now on this says that there was that it was tameh. I'm saying not, but not because it came. It's a simin, not it's a simin of the tumah, not because it came from her. And you need that also. But the sibus of tumah is not because it not it coming from her was not the sibus of tumah. That was kilu a tnai in the tumah.
So what is the
sibus of tumah? Is it being b'fanecha on the beged?
So what's the connection? What does the tumas on the beged have to do with the woman?
Well, if the so that's basically that's the chiddush of ksam. That's what the Rajba says. The ikur tumah is on the beged. That there are matamah in this beged because there's a tumah on this beged. In echanami, the tumah right now, like you're saying, is dry. But 10 minutes ago, it was wet. Okay, so there's a tumah on this beged.
How does that relate to the isha?
So to that, they were matamah the isha.
Okay,
why? Well, I mean, it makes a lot of sense because the whole reason, the whole this tumah, all stemmed from the isha. But they weren't matamah the isha. Basically, what you see from this Rajva is that they weren't matamah. You can't be matamah a nida. There's no such thing as a nida. To become a nida, bli argasha. Or bli riyas dam. Sorry. You can't become a nida, bli riyas dam. And riyas dam means that you see the dam. Midor rais, you need to see the dam bifnim. Midor bana, you need to see the dam b'chutz. You gotta see the dam. If you see the dam in davashim in makam tumah, that's not riyas tumah. It's riyas dam and davashim makam. You haven't, there's nothing tumah to that. There's dam, which is, there's dam which came from her, which is on a baggage. There's no re'iyas tumah. There's no tumah there. You weren't matame. So when you see a tumah, oh, this baggage, that's tumah. You see a tumah, once you see a tumah.
But the blood itself, isn't the blood itself tumah?
Well, so I don't
why
think so.
Why do you need the baggage? Why don't you just say the blood itself is tumah?
So
do you need
I don't
the
think it is.
For?
I think this is a good riot. You know, the question you're asking a question. I think we're going down with this a little bit. You're asking a question. Stop. Halach l'maisa. What I mean, if tumantara apply, what will be the din if there's you get dam on a davar she'inu l'kabel tumah, a puddle of blood on davar she'inu l'kabel tumah, and you take some of that blood and you pour it onto davar hamakabel tumah? What will be the din? So I don't know, and I
forget about pouring. I just touch the dam.
Yeah, you touch the dam, fine.
Just touch the dam.
So I would think that it's tahor.
Why?
Because they weren't matame that. It's a tumah derabanan.
But what? Forget about they. Why isn't that done in deraisa?
The deraisa is special.
No,
that's tahor.
Because the derabanan definition of a kesem, the hegder is a kesem.
I'm not interested in kesem. Forget about kesem.
The deraisa is special.
Forget about kesem. The deraisa is special. Dumb.
I answered deraisa at the beginning of the whole chabur. That's special.
The what?
Because there's no argasha and mekor mekor tahor is tahor. Period.
So what does that mean? The blood itself is tahor.
Tahor, yeah, pasha. That's not a pasha. I'm not even.
So then, what are you saying? That midrabanim, the din of ksamim is that the blood becomes tahor.
When it's on,
the definition
and if it's
of
not a
mekabel tumah, it's where it's from. So that they define it linked to that. Well, that's the object where it appears on is part of the definition of a kesem.
Yes, but right, they only metamim that blood midrabanim and chanam. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's against, yeah, exactly. So meaning the blood midraisa is tahor. The blood midrabanan, they were matame it if it's on a davar hamakabel tumah. Meaning because now, since it's a davar hamakabel tumah, so now this is a tumah situation. Now this is tumah. Once it's a tumah, now midrabanan, they said, well, once we're matame this, there's tumah b'fanecha. Once there's tumah b'fanecha, where did the tumah come from? From her. So there's re'iyas tumah that came from an isha, that's tumah. But stomach coming out of her, there's no re'iyas tumah. So it's tahor. Okay? Once you say this, it's a yush chiddush, it comes out of this. That according to me, it should show itself, it could at least show itself, that you can metame an isha mishas metzia, not mishas re'iyah. Meaning, let's say you see the blood now, but you wore the beged a day ago. Yeah, so I'll get there in 1 second. Let's say you saw the beged right now, and it's tummy right now, but you wore the beged a day ago. So when you tummy? So it's mefurish that your tummy. The beged is tummy from a day ago, it's the first. But the what I want to tie in is that's a chiddush. Meaning it's true, but that's a chiddush. It might even be a second zera. Like meaning sometimes I can't go through all of Safa's nida right now. But sometimes they it sounds like they even weren't matame that. There's a shita on daf hey, the chachamim against Rabbi Meir, that by certain women. they taka were metame ksamim only mikana laba, not lamafreya. That kufa is my shita. Now again, you have to look in Rashi and Tosfos over there what the reason is. So I don't want to pull the wool over your eyes. You have to look into if that's for the reason we're discussing or more of like a technical type reason. I'm not sure. You have to look in Tafhei. That's an interesting Gemara for this. But what even possibly better, or at least more flourish, is Andaf Samich on the base on bottom. Maybe that's what you're referring to. Samich on the base on bottom. It says the following. By Tlios, so it says that the three women, and you found a kesem amongst all of them, so you can be told that, so then you have to be, they're all tameh, because you don't know where it came from. But if one of them does a bedika right away, and you find that she has dam, so you can be told, oh, if she's tameh, the stomach came from her, and you're told that. So when do you do bedika? So the Gemara says, and Rashi says you have to do it right away. Right away from when? Rashi says shel mitziyasa, from when you find the dam on the baged, you do bedika right away. Who cares when you found the dam? It matters when you wore the baged, right? When you found that, who cares? So a lot of you shouldn't say that mafurish. They say it's only if you were wearing it right then also. But the Rashi doesn't sound like that. The Rambam doesn't sound like that. There's also maybe a Raizit, I don't remember. The sugi here on the Samach on Beis, it's not only my diuk. I've seen this diuk already in Achronim, already pointed this out. That it sounds like some Rishonim in Echnami. It's Takam Shas Mitziyasa. And even if you weren't wearing the Beged right now, but if you do Bedika right now, so since at the time of the Mitziyah, which is really the Iker Shasa Tumma, you were Tameh, so we're Tola Kilka Makulka right there, and the rest are Tahor. I just need to find any case where you see the Shas Mitziyah is the time that you're Tameh. Whatever, you look at the Rishonim there, but I think they're already, Rechon already down that a little bit. That's another Raya. And according to what I'm saying, it also makes a lot of sense. There's more to say on this. There's more Raya's thing. The Yesod is, I tried to just say the Yesod. The Yesod is that the Mitziyah Saddam is the Tumah because there weren't the just like Re'ias Dam Bifnim, so Re'ias Tumah B'chutz. But you need a Re'ias Tumah, not Stam that Dam came out of you. Knowing Dam came out of you doesn't help you. Just like the Raya doesn't do anything for you, and the Rabbanan also doesn't do anything for you. You gotta see Tumah. That's the Yesod. So now, the Rambam, there's a Rambam that everyone deals with. I have to admit, I looked into this like probably 6 months ago, and I did not get a chance recently to like really dive on this and make sure what I'm saying is 100% what I thought about then. But I'm pretty sure this is what I thought then, and I think it's now. I think it's true now. The Rambam Hilchos Mishkan V'Moshav Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin says the following chiddush. If you see a kesem, you're tamei lamafreya from the time that you checked. But the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurubia says 24 hours. Whatever, I'm not going to get into that right now. But either last time you checked or 24 hours back. Like the Gemara says, beginning of the Masechta. Fine. So if you see dam, you're tamei either 12 hours ago, 24 hours ago, right, fine. V'chein ha-beged shenimsa ala v'kesem tamei lamafreya. And also the beged that you found the tumah, it's also tamei lamafreya, like the Mishnah that you quoted. V'ad kama, how much before is the beged tamei? Ad shetomer b'dakti yasechalo kazev lo haya lav kesem. Until you checked the beged. Afilu kavso so v'lo p'adik kamei kodem kibos lamafreya ad shas b'dika. So afilu kavso so he's quoting a Mishnah that over there it's Tahor, it's Tameh, all the way back to Shas Kvisa. And over there it's not the last 24 hours. They're ready, Achron, to make this deal. And over there it could be a week. You could have not done your laundry for a week. The Beged is Tameh a week ago. You find the Tameh now on the Beged, so you could go back to the first time it could possibly have come on the Beged. That's a week ago. But the Isha, she's only telling me for one day, meaning Mafreya one day. So again, I didn't look into that prat just now like completely, but I'm pretty sure that's what the Rambam is saying, and the Chachamim already say that. But okay, just before you trust me, you've got to make sure it's true. But what's that? That's a Pella. It makes no sense. that if how is the isha tmei al mafreya a day ago? Why is she tmei al mafreya a day ago? What do you think? What maybe the dam came a day ago, right? Okay, so then why? So, but the dam might have been on the beged a week ago. We're talking the beged a week ago. So, time of the isha a week ago. We find a kesem right now. So we are talking the woman a day ago. We're talking the meaning of the lenient tumah.
Tell me exactly the case.
That's exactly. I just told the case.
Wait, I didn't hear the case.
I just told the case.
Tell me the halacha. What's the case?
I find a kesem right now. So all the taros that I touched
a day ago
are tameh. Right. But the beged, all the taros that touched the beged, even a week ago, are tameh.
Well, the reason why it's in that community is because a beged can't generate its own tumah, but a woman can generate her own tumah, so we just have to tolerate it for 24 hours.
Right, but where did the tumah come from? If it's on the beged, where did it come from? It
came from the isha.
But it doesn't generate its own tumah, so it has to be able to so fundamentally different than the isha, which generates its own tumah.
No, but it didn't
matter. I understand your point. You're saying the beged is like... We're making a chiluk here.
I'm saying that chiluk is huge. That's a huge. But it's mamish my yisoid. Otherwise, it's a peliotzum if you don't say like me. Because I just make sure the kasha is straight. Because pashtus, what everyone would have said until tonight, right, is what? Everyone would have said that the reason for ksamim, that your tummy ksamim, the reason for tummy the isha is because maybe dam came from her and she's tummy. Well, and the kesem is just a simon to that. They're metame dam bli argasha. The kesem is dam, so we got to metame her from when there was dam. That's a week ago, right? I'm saying that. Yeah, I'm just making your point that a week ago, because it's like that because we were metame the beged whenever the dam could have come, which is a week ago. So metame the isha a week ago also. Why is she only tell me a day ago? Majapella. So I think for me, again, you have to make sure the Rambam is saying what I'm saying. I'm almost positive. Make sure. If he's saying what I'm saying, I think it's mukhruch, once again, to say like we're saying. That what? Again, according to what we're saying, the following hesber can be given. That the woman, there's two different zeros, right? There's basically two different zeros. One of them timing the beged, and they're also timing the isha. And there's two different points. One, the beged, because that's the tumah. The tumah's on the beged. How did the time of the beged? Well, the time of the beged, the first time it could have come onto the beged, I mean that's a chiddush. It could have heard him l'kan l'abba. I'm saying, but okay, fine. They're matame l'mafreya, right? Because since they're tumah now, they blow it up, and they're matame earliest possibly could have come. It's fine. It's more like a zera in this zera. It's like a zavaiter chiddush. I mean, to matame l'mafreya. And I think it's first in the Gemara, basically, in the beginning. I've got Rambam,
okay,
and
no.
Whatever. Oh. But the woman, they're matame her. Not because the dam came out of her. No, they're matami her because she's roa kesem right now. She's roa tuma right now. It's as if she's roa dam bifnim, but she's not. She's roa dam bichutz. She's roa dam bifnim midrabanan. Right. So she's roa dam right now midrabanan. But what's the din by roa dam? Roa dam. You're talking about freya a day ago. So too by a roa dam midrabanan.
Why by beged?
Because a beged. The beged, there's no din by the beged. There's no, basically there's tami isha atu a reis dam isha, but that atu reis dam isha is not because maybe the dam, not from when the dam came out of her, because there was no reis dam back then. The reis dam isha is right now midrabana, right? So just like a normal reis dam isha, your tami mafreya a day. So to buy Re'iyas Dam Isha Midrabanan, you're Tameh Freya Day.
I understand, but why is the Beged Tameh more
The Beged is not Tameh because of Re'iyas Dam.
So it shouldn't be Tameh.
No, it's Tameh because there's Tumah here, the possible Tumah.
So?
It's a possible Tumah.
So why do you go back?
So you go back all the way to when the possible Tumah could have come out.
Why?
It's not, by the Beged, they weren't Tameh yet, Atu Re'iyas Dam.
Okay, it's not Atu Re'iyas. Why are you going back?
Because that's the Xer. They weren't Tameh yet, Atu Re'iyas Dam. They were Tameh yet, Atu Tumas Dam.
So every time you find Tumah, you go on Mafreya? Is that a different way Tumah?
That's the Chiddush of the Gzera back here. That's part of the Chiddush of Ksamin. The Mishnah says, on, I don't know, Daf, Nun, Vav, Amud, Aleph, that Kesem, Shenimsa, B'Cholok, Mitam, Mafreya, Achim, Dak, Yisacholok, because part of the Chiddush of Kesem is that they were matame the blood from the earliest time that the blood could have been here.
Why did they do that?
I mean,
if you're saying the whole thing of kesem is relation to the isha, they didn't just be matame the kesem stamazoi. So why are they, and the Isha is only going up to 24 hours before, why are they being Metami the Beged more than that? I don't understand this new independent Tumah, why it's being created in the first place.
Because, again, the Isha,
why do they bother
let me
doing
think about it.
It.
The Isha, they're Metame.
Because it's a Riyah now.
Atu
that I understand.
Atu Hariyas Dam.
Right. That's fine. But what does that have to do with
the
Beged?
Why?
It's not Atu, because they
okay,
didn't do it.
It's not Atu that.
Sometimes, okay.
Sometimes
they pick the earliest time after it's convenient, which is what they say, and it couldn't have happened before X. So the earliest possible time, that's the first earliest time they could have done.
Basically, I'll give another Atu. They by the Isha's Atu the Hariyas Dam, the Dereisa. By the Beged, it's Atu a Beged with...
With
Tuman, with Tumas Daman. It's not Atu the Re'ias Dam Isha.
What?
Yeah, it's not Atu the Re'ias Dam Nida. It's Atu a Beged with Dam Tuma.
Are you telling that Midrabanan they're viewing this Dam as Tameh? The Dam becomes Tameh? You told me before
the
Dam was Tahor.
Right, Midrabanan it's Tahor, Midrabanan it's Tameh.
Right.
I already said that. Right. Midrabanan it's Tameh. And Midrabanan, the Dam is Tameh, and now they're Metameh this Beged. Midrabanan is Tameh now. They're Metameh it from the earliest time. Why? Because they said that a Beged with Dam, with Tumah on it, they want their Metameh that from the earliest time the Tumah could have come on it, Atu, basically, so you're being more Machmir by Tumah on Begadim. Divorce it from the Isha now. There's Tumah on a Beged, so they were Metameh. When there's Tumah on a Beged,
I'm just saying we don't find such a thing anywhere else by other laws of Tumah. If you find a Tumah on a Beged, we don't say that Beged was Tameh before you check.
Of course it is. It's the first Mishnah.
Yeah, what?
Hasheret shnimsa b'mavui mitameh lefreya ad shem redakti. If you find a sheret in the mavui right now, all the taros are Tameh in that mavui from last time you checked the mavui. I checked the mavui a week ago, and there were no shrutzim in the mavui. Now the cleaning crew comes again. You moved your car on Friday, and the cleaning crew takes over on Friday to check the mavui, and lo and behold, they get another sheretz. So all the taros the whole week are Tameh.
It's a general din by all.
I don't know if everything. Okay, you gotta learn shas. I'm saying I wish I had shas on my fingertips, but it's a mishnah, right? That I'm saying they were Metameh it from the earliest time it could have been here. Again, I have to figure out what.
It's a general din by two.
At least in this mishnah, it's general.
And it's not. Wait, but I just want to be clear. Lav davka tumas ksami. Let's say some other tumah, as you say, sheret.
Again, I'm without.
You don't know any restrictions.
Well, no, I know restrictions because they're shown dan over here.
Yeah, so tell me the restrictions.
Savik tumas yachid and. Don, I have to admit, it's chata'ay ani mazgar yom. I did not chazer that mishnah in a long time.
Okay,
so I don't remember.
Basically, as far as you're concerned, yes.
Here's a question. Can I ask a question there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We had either you or maybe it's David. It was a machlokes through machlokes from the Rashi, the Rambam, and Tosfos. It's why they make their stuff, right? So one of the Rashi, some of the Rashi, the Yishe point of the Rambam, some of the Machlokes, you see it in the Riyah. Is that a din in the Riyah? Not a din in the
Quran Rambam?
According to the according to Rashi and Vadai.
Right.
And according to the Rambam, the Chor is both. The Shema Rosh, and you can Shema Rosh, and Shema, can I use your up for a second?
Sure, yeah.
Listen, it's to
it's fine, Kedusha.
I'm not delaying anything.
No problem. So I thought about the Kasha. Okay, you got a... It's a good Kasha. I'm masking to the Kasha 100%.
Yeah.
So I'm masking to the Kasha 100%. It's a very good Kasha from Rashi. Whereas Rashi and Dathan Chesem and Aleph says your time in your Bonan, Duma Agashav Alava Daita. Right? Very good Kasha, I don't know what I'm saying. It's one of the things that when I come back to this, I have to work out to see what my other rayas to this, if they're also in Rashi or if they're not in Rashi. I have a very, very strong feeling they're in
Rashi
also.
Anyway, I'm
saying the Rashba and the Rambam, I think it's true the Kuli Alma. But
you're saying within the Rashba, your Kiddush is within
at
the
least in the Rashba and the Rambam, I'm saying, I think it's a Kuli Alma, I think it's everybody, I just have to, just to give you a Pesach, again, I can't say this 100% in Rashi, because I really have to sit on it, but let me to answer the question in the Rashi. So I have two mahalachim possibly to answer. Well, first, if you look at Rashi and Dathan Tess, he says the zayir lo lahakal al divrei Torah. They weren't machmir lahakal al divrei Torah. Hi, the gazer rabbanan b'ksamim lahachmir al divrei Torah. They did it as a chumra. Shelo lahakal benida gemura. So we should not be makeup by benida gemura. So how do you learn that? Shelo lahakal this isha by benida gemura? Because me, it doesn't exactly sound like that. Shelo says like shema. It should be like shema. She's tamei. it's a little bit strange lashon. It sounds like shalol lahakel, when they did the gemurah, they were timing this. So in general, they won't be makel. Again, it's a little bit so serious mashmos on daf nun ches. So now it says, because over there it says Dilma Argishav Lava Daita. Maybe it sounds like this woman was Argishav Daita.
That's what it makes sense.
So I'm not sure. But
wait,
here's the answer. So I'm not sure, but you might be able to say this: the Siba for the Takana was Dilma Argishav Lava Daita, but the Getter at Takana is the Dam itself. I'm not sure. It's something like that. It's not exact, but something like that. Because Tosus has a Kasha. Tosus says, what are you talking about? But ain't Nira, that's wacko. Da filu muchsak la shlo hergisha tmeya hovrosa damidas. Even if we know she wasn't margish, since she found a kesem, she's tmeya. I don't know that it's muchsak that Rashi disagrees with that. I'm not convinced that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos on that. Tosfos quotes Rashi and argues on him and he has a kasha on him, because what do you mean? It's pashut. Even if you know for sure she wasn't margish, you're still tmeya. I'm not convinced Rashi disagrees. I think Pashtas Rashi should agree to that. And I'm not sure. I just don't know. But I my Libi Omerli that Rashi agrees to that, and it's the Getter at the Kana is like I'm saying.
Rami himself. Let's just look at Allah for a second and then okay. Yeah. And then you should need to mamma Torah Benita Vizivash Targetir Adam and so forth. The AC Vusar Kamosha Biarnu. Okay. Lower Gisha Bakama Sadam between the pros or so if she does not have no hargasha and she checks in the pros door, Bechazka Shabab Hargasha. The Dam came to Hargasha. So that's it in the Riyah of the Isha. You didn't realize it, they came to Hargasha, the Riyah. Seriously, so Bayes, Medivari so from Chikola Roa Kesem Dam al Bazar or Al Bagadel, Abi Shalohir Gisha, same thing. Abi Shabad Gasma Matsa, Abi Zu Tameya, Hidu Matsa Dam Lifim Sara. Tumazu Bisafik Shama Kesem Da Kesem Zed Dam. So isn't this whole thing a din in the Riyah Sa'isha, not a din in the Esam Dam itself?
That's cool. This is, in a way, this is actually one of the reasons I came to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because it's not Mukhach, that's why I didn't quote it, but you can say that the Riyah's Dam on the Bigdeha is midirbana, like a Riyah's Dam Be'isha.
Right.
And midirbana, so much a kol ro kesem dam al basara or al bigdeha, when you see a kesem, when you see exactly what I'm saying, if you see the dam the basara or al basara or al bigdeha, avish lor gisha rabbi shabbat ha'atzma v'lo matza hare zu tmeya uke'ilu matza dam basara re'iyas dam al kesem is ke'ilu rosa basara.
If that's in the re'iyah so each, that's considered in the re'iyah
maskim. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying midra banan. There's midra raisa, you need a re'iyas dam bibsara. I mean a re'iyas dam b'hargasha. Midra banan, you need a re'iyas dam al kesem. That is the re'iyah. A re'iyah is midra banan. A re'iyah is re'iyas tuma al bibsara or al
hakesem. Right, but didn't you hold on to the Rambam? It's not a din in the re'iyah. It's a din really in the dam itself. Dam asmo, forgetting about the re'iyah.
No, the whole time I was saying that the Metzias Adam is the Metzias Adam on